I was a stay-at-home mom with her for the first, 54 weeks of her life at that point, and suddenly I'm gone. Like, it just, it was ridiculous. But then I found out later, he told my cousin that if I were ever to try to leave him, that he would never let me have my daughter. He and his family will never let me have her. So just like putting all the pieces together now, over the last like 10 months, it all makes, I can see it now. It's a little late, but yeah, I should have paid more attention to what he was actually doing all along. My ex and I, well, now ex as of that day, he wasn't telling me anything truthful about our financial situation. He just kept telling us we're broke. And I had a good job where I had moved from. He was just like, well, I'm not moving and I can't make you stay here. I don't know, like, you're just so happy about the thought of going back there. And then like 4 hours later, I was arrested for assault, which was not even anything that happened. Like, hours after we had been discussing the possibility of us both moving or moving as a family back to where I could get my job back. And when the police came, they're like, okay, so who called us? And he's like, I did. So they took him to the end of the driveway. And then they came back to me. They're like, so do you know what's going on here? It's like, nope. They're like, well, you're under arrest for assault. I'm like, okay, you've got the wrong person, but sure, go ahead and take me. And then he kept my daughter for 7 weeks. I had to take him into court. He had no intention on letting me see her, but the police were like, well, there's no court order. We can't make him give her back to you, just like you wouldn't have to give her back to him if you had her. And I was like, well, the difference? I wouldn't be doing this. I didn't know he was calling. Had I known we were racing to call the police first, I would have. I felt betrayed by the police. Like, when I tell them what happens and I can prove what happens, they don't care because I'm now the alleged assaulter. Even when I go back and give my statement and I'm like, here's all the sexual abuse, here's the emotional abuse, here's this and this and this. When I tell you and can prove to you that he's broken doors coming after me and done all these things, like, you're just brushing it under the rug. Like, my story, even though it makes sense, as the police said, they're like, I can follow your story, I can see it, but it's out of our hands. Like, we know what he's doing. Like, they get it. They see it all the time, but they don't care. There's this mandatory policy and they have to arrest someone and let the court sort it out. The charge occurred June 29th, and then on July 18th, it was withdrawn. And then, so that was on the 18th, and then on the 23rd, I was being arrested again for assault. He went from the OPP to the local police and was like, oh, so I'm really mad that this charge was withdrawn. I don't think it should have been withdrawn so quickly. And then he took pictures. He took pictures where I had previously bit and scratched him because I was trying to get him to let me go. But he took pictures and then told the police that I had just beat up a bouncer at a bar moments before. And then after beating up the bouncer, I then beat him up, which was not true. He changed everything about what actually happened. But because those marks were on him, I must have assaulted him. Not defended myself to get him off of me as he was squeezing me and my ribs were feeling like they were going to freaking break. That happened in July. It is April and I'm still before the courts on a lie. Going to court is keeping me from applying to work, applying for work. And then I think once it's all said and done, the background check is going to be a problem. I was going through the application applications for two different schools, one to go to for accounting at the college and then one to go, if I need to basically do a complete career change, to go back to school for nursing. And that application fee was like $200. And then needing Ontario Works to pay application fees because I have no money because I can't work. And the Ontario Works let me know that they would be unable to pay for the application for nursing school because there was a chance that I might not be able to be placed while nursing, like while in school. So they said that I need to contact the university to kind of go over this and see what they think. And then when I told my lawyer everything that was happening, is when he said that I need to go back and get them to put that in writing. But then they, when I went back to them and told them that my lawyer wanted me to get it in writing for him, they kind of wanted to know why they needed to put it in writing. And then they're like, well, what we said is that you're probably going to have some issues gaining employment as a nurse. Like, they didn't say at all what they said the first time. The first time it was, no, we're unable to pay because you're probably, like, you're going to have some issues. They were changing it to, well, we said that you need to just contact the university to see if you might have some problems, and then we'll take it from there, which is not the case at all. I just called whoever, the director of academics or something like that. I don't really know who she was, but she was someone at that university, and they just kept saying, that's who you need to call. Like, even when I called the nursing program, they said, you need to call this person and tell them kind of what's going on. So she said that if there is anything that's not withdrawn, that would likely hinder my ability to obtain any sort of placement and future employment in the field of nursing. Basically, just assuming that if there's a charge or anything, that I must be guilty, which is definitely not the case. Like, it's just the way that the criminal system works, which is probably why you're trying to do this, but, like, I'm not guilty. I didn't do anything. It's just someone manipulating the system against me. But yeah, back to the nursing thing, is that they did say, like, you need to have the charge withdrawn for like 18 months or something. Something about like the timing of when the placement part starts in the program, which is fine, but it might still be something that shows up that I'll have to explain. And that lifelong discrimination is just infuriating, but or something I didn't do. Because, like, there's so much. It sucks. Like, it's humiliating, like, because I've never, ever, 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 not even close to being in trouble, never been in trouble in my life. And now all of a sudden it's like, well, why aren't you working? What do you do? And it's like, there's this whole presumption that I must have done something terribly wrong, and that, like, even people in my family don't necessarily talk to me anymore because they assume that I really must have done something. Like, I wouldn't have been charged if I didn't do something, kind of thing. So the humiliation, it sucks. And, like, just, I don't know. There's a lot. I could probably go on for, like, hours, but I can't gather a few main points. I'm sure once we end this conversation, I'll remember everything and be like, oh, I should have said that. Like, I just sit and think about the fact that, like, or I was thinking about how, like, I'm going through my daughter's early years, like, in such a stressful time or whatever. But, like, it is true, like, this does suck, but in the big picture, like, I've got her whole life. Like, it should just be a drop in the bucket in time. I don't know. There's ways to stay positive, just, but it is natural to be angry with some of these policies and things. And that's okay. You're allowed.